Welcome to Finally Some Bad News. I'm Preston Tompkins.
And I'm Zach Reinert.
Each week we invite comedians on to read monologue jokes about the news of the previous week. With us, as always, is our third Mike, John Dahlgren. How's it going, John?
What's up?
And I'm going to ask you my favorite question. Do you have any shows coming up?
I do not. Keep an eye out.
Keep a goddamn Keep an eye out, baby. Zach, do you have any shows coming up? Zach, do you have any shows you want to promote?
Oh, man. I'm on Friday at the Lion's Lair. And
wait, you're at Lion's Lair
Crawford
Friday?
What's going on there? Doing some showcase on Fridays.
Fuck yeah, dude. What's the show called?
I believe it's like they're doing the Gong Show, but I'm doing like probably like 15 to 20 beforehand or something.
Fuck yeah. For our listeners, if you don't know what a Gong Show is, it's when typically it's for variety acts, but for comedy specific, a comedian goes up on there, and I guess anyone from the audience can go up and hit the gong to get you off stage. And so basically you just have to kill long enough to not get gonged, and like they keep track of the time and there's records and stuff. But so you're not participating in that part. You're just headlining.
Yeah, basically.
Fuck yeah. Nice. And I will be at Don't Tell Denver this Friday. I can't tell you where it's at because that's the whole point of the show. But if you like to go to Don't Tell, get tickets in Denver and come see your boy. My dad's going to be there.
Oh,
so
shit.
That'll be interesting. Yep. And then Zach and I are doing a test screening of our new short film this Saturday. It's a closed test screening, so nobody, it's not open. Sorry. If you donated to our campaign, you get to come. But yeah, so that's it. Guys, we're under completely normal times. Nothing crazy is going on in the world. We are recording this Monday night at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central.
Yeah, keep
time.
This as a captain's log in case Iran gets nuked in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this in the future and something crazy did happen, Trump just flew back from the G7 summit to D.C. And Dahlgren, would you like to explain the pizza situation? Would you like to explain that to our listeners?
On Twitter, there's an account called a Pentagon Pizza Tracker because there's a pizza spot that's closest. It might be Domino's, I think.
I think it is Domino's.
Yeah, this guy tracks the Google results of that Domino's. You know how it shows you like how busy a place is at certain hours of the day? And like right now it's like completely eclipsed its normal timing. So
that indicates that
the Pentagon is in some serious shit because they can't leave. They can't go and do anything else.
No.
But there's a corollary to this. The pizza tracker posted the other day that the gay bar closest to the Pentagon was their business completely fell off when Iran was throwing missiles at Israel.
They were all at the Pentagon.
They were all at the fucking Pentagon. They're like, fuck, man, I can't party tonight. That is so funny.
Lindsey Graham leaving the stall of some bar bathroom.
Yeah. He's like, fuck, man, I got to get to work. So I, like 10 minutes before I recorded, just explained what Dahlgren explained to the listener, to my wife. And I sounded like a fucking crazy person because
it's crazy.
Because I was like, so you know how the Waffle House has a tracker for hurricanes, right? And she goes, what? So I had to explain the Waffle House open closure correlation to
The pizza tracker is kind of genius to me.
Oh, it really is. Yeah. Because it did. There was actually one time where it was fucking crazy and that we bombed someone. I can't remember what it was, but it was like a year or two ago. But so like it's foolproof, you know, like something crazy is actually going on. So, also Donald Trump, posted on Truth Social that everyone in Tehran needs to evacuate, which, you know, it's always great when a US president tells a city in a foreign country to evacuate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if anyone has some, ideas for movies of shit that could happen, but it's not good.
It's not
good.
I'm telling you right
it's not a good sign. So, we'll see if anything actually does happen, but You know shit's serious when Trump's like, all right, we got to actually do work and meet in the White House and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, because normally he's like, fuck it.
He also usually doesn't work late in the day. He like refuses to. He's like, no, I'm getting my eight.
Yeah, well, because when Israel bombed Iran at night, he said, I will meet with my Joint Chiefs tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at a fucking 11 a.m. So this is a great indication of what might happen, because he's like, that's a tomorrow me problem.
Yeah, he doesn't usually work at night. So if he flew back to work at night, that means like it's crazy shit.
Jesus Christ. And he's like, well, he was just
in Canada. It's not like,
that's true. Yeah. It's not like it was like Germany or wherever they normally do that. But still, normally, like in typical Trump fashion, he'd be like, all right, I want my waffles and maple syrup in the morning, then I'll fly back.
Mm-hmm. But, I want my breakfast fish filet.
I want my Kraft dinner with ketchup.
Yeah, exactly. The Trump parade, the birthday parade, happened on Saturday, and it was a huge failure. I don't know if it's doctored, but there was a video of a tank rolling by with the empty bleachers, and you could hear the squeaks on the tank. My intuition is telling me it was doctored to make it sound like that, but still, if that was real, it's just a huge embarrassment. Like, compare that to videos of China's military parades. Ours fucking sucks, and we cost more. What the fuck is happening? Like, they couldn't just have a better parade. It's awful. Well,
and like, they didn't even, apparently from people who were like, went, like, it wasn't even like about the military at all. It was literally just people who wanted to see Trump.
Yeah, it was all, yeah, it didn't. And then one guy was hand carrying a drone because they couldn't fly it because it was malfunctioning. So he was holding it in his air like a pizza and just walking. And that's like, adorable. God damn it, guys. That's not, we should be bombed right now. What the fuck is happening?
That is
just absolutely humiliating.
That's something Elon would be doing on ketamine.
Yeah, he would be like, look, guys, I'm flying a
drone.
You
see this drone? Isn't it me? Right.
Also, man, Zach, we had a friend on Facebook who kind of leans right, was saying that the guy who shot the Democratic lawmakers was a liberal, all because of the No Kings flyers in his car.
People were really running with that. He did own up to it.
Yeah, he did. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's the first conservative I know. And we're friends with him. It's not like he's a bad guy, but he's the first conservative I know that's owned up to when he was wrong.
Yeah.
Which you don't see that much anymore. So shout out. Good job. I'm not going to say his name if he doesn't want to be on the podcast, but still. So with Zach and I had one of our Facebook tiffs this weekend, and that was quite the fun climax. So cool. All right, gentlemen, let's get some jokes.
Let's do it.
Zach, what's your first headline?
Oh, I'm starting us off.
Yeah, you're Let's starting to do it. Off,
a jury found that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell was guilty of defamation of employee of a voting machine software company. Hey, Mike, at least you have warehouses of something to smother yourself with whenever you're ready.
Dude, that would be the perfect way to go out. Beautiful. I mean, I'd be upset if he didn't go out that way and he owned a pillow company. All right, starting off with MyPillow, John, what's your first headline?
All right. President Donald Trump held a military parade for the 250th anniversary of the Army and for its birthday. The parade was so sparsely attended that more people would have attended a jerk-off instruction seminar run by Lauren Boebert.
Man, what would Lauren Boebert's JOI video sound like? She'd be like, okay, so now you're having diarrhea from the dinner I made you. But you can't come yet.
Can't come yet.
It would sound like,
as much as he wants to come.
This is what a Lauren Boebert JOI video. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, fuck. That'd be great. God damn it. Okay. Let's see here. In other Trump news, the Trump Organization announced it will be releasing a cell phone, and many of his supporters are excited to buy one. I don't know about you, but I think it's great that pedophiles will now have a tracking device. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think T-Mobile is glad he's calling it Trump Mobile instead of T-Mobile? Like, they were probably salivating for the fucking copyright. All right, Mr. Renner, what's your next headline?
All right. Two Minnesota lawmakers were shot by a man dressed as a police officer. I don't know. I don't think I'd fall for an assassin dressed as a cop unless they shot my dogs first.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He did shoot the dog.
Yeah, he did. It's just a joke, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It sucks. It really fucking sucks. Yeah.
I just learned that now. I didn't know you shot the dog, too.
Pretty depressing, yeah. Fuck,
man. All right, well, I'm going to add something to my next joke. All right, I'll let Dahlgren go first. I have a joke. I need to amend. All right, you're up, Dahlgren.
Okay, this is a blue sky joke. President Trump announced Tuesday that he will revert back the names of 7 military bases to honor former Confederate generals. Trump was quoted as saying, "It's no time to change, and I'm very superstitious." If he's so superstitious, why is he naming bases after generals that are famous for losing?
That's a very high quality blue sky joke. That's great.
It's not even really a joke. It's just kind of a comment.
No. Fuck yeah, dude. But that's what blue sky is, man.
Yeah, a kind of a comment.
All right. A man posed as a police officer and assassinated a Democrat yesterday. The conservative right tried to claim he was a leftist because he had sheets of paper that said no kings in his car. Fake evidence planted in a car. Who is this guy, the Daniel Day-Lewis of impersonating police officers? Reiner, you're up.
Sweet. All right. President Trump is renaming old bases after Confederate generals. What's the big deal with the Confederacy anyway? It only lasted 5 years. Who was in charge, Casey Anthony?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's great. We got it, Casey. We got our Casey Anthony joke in. We got our blue sky. We got our cop joke and our Casey Anthony. We've hit our quota this week, fellas.
Before the 15-minute mark.
Yeah, that's actually a really... we just broke our own record. All right, Mr. Dahlgren, what's your next joke?
I'm going to pivot to the Gutfeld joke of the week.
Let's do it.
Reported this week by The Guardian, the Trump administration has allowed individual doctors and medical staff at VA hospitals the ability to deny treatment for unmarried or Democratic patients. An unmarried Democrat sounds more like a crazy cat lady, so they can just get their health care at the veterinarian.
That's great. I love that one, Dahlgren.
It's a fun one.
That's fantastic.
Definitely a Gutfeld joke because, you know, their comedy sucks.
Yeah, I wish Gutfeld actually hired, like, leftist writers because we can make fun of Democrats way better than they can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their show would actually be watchable.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Did I tell you about the guy that was watching Gutfeld at the bar?
No, please.
That was so funny. My girlfriend and I were at the bar on a slow night, and there was this guy watching Fox News on his phone, and I noticed he was watching Gutfeld. It was like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my God.
With like 6 people at the bar, and you're watching Gutfeld with your headphones on. Like, how pathetic can you possibly be?
That's so funny.
Can you imagine? Dude, I can't imagine watching any comedy show in a bar on your phone.
Greg That's Gutfeld's fucking insane. Parents aren't even doing that.
No, No, they definitely aren't. His own parents aren't fucking doing that. That's fucking insane.
That's insane.
Wait, like, did he have like Bluetooth headphones on or kind of like our headphones?
They were full Bluetooth AirPods.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it'd be funny if he was just an old like autism iPad kid just having to consume gut film on his iPad at the bar.
You could say that.
Yeah.
He just happens to have like a 1%er fucking shirt on or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Blue Lives Matter bullshit.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Oh my God. What bar were you at?
Alderman's.
Alderman.
So if you go to Alderman's in Omaha,
Alderman's,
and you see a guy watching Gutfeld at the bar, tell him we said, what's up?
So Alderman's.
How's autism going?
Yeah. Alderman's Bar in Omaha, for our Omaha listeners, is located right behind my childhood home. And what's great about that bar is at 1 a.m. every single night, at least when I lived there for 22 years, they would dump all their empty bottles into the dumpster right behind the bar. So for 22 years, I woke up every morning at 1 a.m. to beer bottles being dumped into a dumpster. And you know how most people have like white noise machines and shit? I can't do that, but I need a white noise machine of bottles being dumped into a garbage dumpster to fucking help me sleep at night. That's the sounds I went to sleep for 22 years. And then like just drunk people yelling at each other in the back of the bar.
So you really love the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song of the glass breaking?
Yeah, because that's what I just heard for 22 years at 1 a.m. every single night. It was like clockwork. It was fucking crazy. I only drank there once. I couldn't drink in my own neighborhood because I was like, I don't want to drink in there. All right. Fuck, whose turn was it? Is it my turn? Yeah. All right. Let's see here. It's been 1 week since President Trump deployed 700 Marines to Los Angeles to quell protests against ICE. Many people call this fascism, but I think it's nice that those Marines got a little vacation before they're being deployed to Israel. You know, they're getting a little sun before they go over to Israel. Got a beach day.
Oh, man. I have such a... like vocal stim that when you said it's been 1 week, I'm just like, you fucker.
it's been
it's been 1 week since you looked 1 week. Me
a lot of American right, teens is rarely gonna die.
God damn it, Zach. All right, Dahlgren, your homework for next week is to bring that it's been soundbite for us.
It's been
all right.
All right, Mr. Renner, what's your next headline? Okay.
Let's see. The doctor that supplied Matthew Perry with ketamine was officially charged. Just a tragic situation. That guy could be making a killing off of Elon Musk.
Jesus Christ. He really could be. Just think of the prescription he could be writing for Elon Musk.
Making bank.
Insane. All right. And instead, he killed one of the friends. He was the person that killed the first friend. The first friend died, and it's always going to be his name in the history books. All right. Dahlgren, you're up.
All right. Have a joke here. This is the Blue Sky Lib joke of the week.
Let's do it.
Now I have three tags. Have you seen that Trump is releasing a phone? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? I hear it comes preloaded with the McDonald's app.
that's very, it's very simple. Like that, I love how simple
that's
that
great.
Is.
Yeah.
When asked if she would buy one, Laura Loomer said only if he uses it to give me a booty call. Hey, Laura. The phone's default settings include really big text, an easy to use camera, and a big red button that immediately calls 911 when they see a black person.
Just hot dialed.
All right. I'm just thinking of like really old people are the only ones trying buying the Trump phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Taylor Swift made a surprise appearance at a children's hospital. She was immediately escorted out after she tried telling the children they needed to, quote, shake it off. Shake it off. All right, Reiner, you are up.
All right. Caitlyn Jenner was interviewed from Israel during the war with Iran on Fox News, quoted as saying, finish the job, which is also what she says when she's putting a car into reverse.
Fuck.
God damn it. Oh,
God.
That's so good. Zach, this could arguably be said about any joke you do on the show, but you could definitely do that one on stage. Holy shit.
Yeah, if I get on Comedy Works tomorrow night, I'm doing that one.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Dahlgren, what you got?
All right. A man in Detroit is wanted in a crime being called a dump and dash that saw him pooping in the middle of a shoe store. Being told to watch your step makes sense in a shoe store, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite tags ever. I don't know why that killed me.
That was so random. It got me.
Yeah. But this is ridiculous. It's one of my all-time favorite tags. Like, you could say that about, you could have that as a punchline of any joke, and I'll fucking laugh. It's
you get so a chuckle.
It's so good. But this is ridiculous. All right. I'm not proud of this joke. A 100-year-old woman in Massachusetts received a hip replacement and survived the surgery. She told reporters, quote, I'm excited I get to do reverse cowgirl again.
That is a disgusting act.
Just picturing an old lady doing reverse cowgirl. So all that is, folks. All right.
It's better for their hips.
It really is. All right, Reiner, what you got?
It's the 53-year-old billionaire Sunjay Kapoor has died after a bee stung him in the mouth during a polo match, making him a bazillionaire.
All right, I'm kicking you out. That's it. You're done. You've met your quota for the episode. You're done. So good. All right, Dahlgren, what you got?
In Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, a county commission meeting was disrupted by a protest that involved the release of crickets in the chamber. A protest involving crickets sounds like a Matt Rife comedy set.
Oh, that's really good.
I mean, I forgot about Matt Rife.
Dude, yeah, he's fallen off so hard. I don't even know like if his TikTok is still like huge anymore. I don't know.
He's apparently so big. He was at CHI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, selling out the big arena in Omaha.
I mean, but also like he's not going to enter our algorithms at all.
No. Nope.
Because we're all, yeah. So that could
someone
also
has to be the Andrew Tate of comedy.
So, yeah, it's a position that needs to be filled. All right. In a museum in Italy, a man sat down on an art piece called Van Gogh's chair and broke it. When asked why he sat on the chair, he told police, quote, it was a mistake. I was looking for Van Gogh's Sibian. Does Gen Z even know what a Sibian is? I feel like that probably was like mainly our generation with Howard Stern.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That was always like a,
didn't Carmen like Electra get us on it?
I think so. I don't know. But yeah, I was just thinking like, I don't know if Gen Z actually, if it's that big of a thing for them, because we always heard it because of fucking Howard Stern. All right, Reinert, you're up.
All right, massive protests across the country have got me sounding like climate change. Fuck ice.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Put that on a goddamn bumper sticker. There was at the...
Yeah. JK FBI.
JK Christy Gnome. JK. I don't know. I don't know why that made me laugh. So I think it's because of how slow it is.
Yeah, so there's a big cock in the gun. Yeah.
I'm also going to clip big cock.
Yeah, yeah. Big cock. My God. Dahlgren, can I hear that sound effect one more time? This is just for me. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely how slow it is. That's what. Fucking got me. Okay.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
Okay.
I think, right? Or is it Dahlgren's? Is it your turn, Dahlgren?
I think Zach just went.
Yeah, so it's your turn, Dahlgren.
Okay. Academy Award winner Zoe Saldana recently told People magazine that her Oscar statuette is trans and goes by they, them pronouns. She went on to say that either way, they're going in my pussy.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. You got to do that one on stage.
Dahlgren. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh. I'm sweating.
So is she.
Oh, man. That's why people need a book Dahlgren right there. That's why. Oh, my God. Dude. Fuck, man. All right. Nothing's going to top that the rest of this episode. A Galapagos tortoise celebrated its 135th birthday at the Miami Zoo this past weekend. Sources say he's the front runner for the next chair of the DNC. I was trying not to laugh. I was so distracted that whole joke just imagining the Oscars.
Perfect joke.
Oh, fuck. All right, Mr. Runnert.
All right. A Florida man booked over 120 flights for free by posing as a flight attendant. Suck it, Muhammad Atta. He didn't even need a box cutter.
God damn it. It is insane that airplane security is just like really super relaxed. I mean, like, it's still tough, but like, I feel like people are getting away with a lot more shit now in the last year.
It's crazy that someone was getting away with that the whole time. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, 120 flights. And then there was like a stowaway last month with some French woman and shit. Mm. It's fucking crazy. All right. I'm still dying from that joke, Dahlgren. All right, you're up. You're up, baby.
That should be the all name right. of the episode title. Either way, they're going in my pussy.
Either way.
Oh, fuck, man. The SEO is going to be fantastic for that. They're like, I heard someone was putting something in their pussy. And then I got three fuckers. three dudes on here.
Three fat right. dudes with beards.
Yep.
I'm right, sorry, Zach, you're not fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Zach is a Marine. He does not get looped in with us.
Preston's not fat either. Dahlgren, you don't look like you're overweight right now either.
No, we're killing it, fuckers. We got our summer bodies on right now.
All right.
By summer bodies, I mean that we actually just sweat so much because it's hot out.
Yeah.
All right. Back on track. Dahlgren, next headline.
A man in Alabama wielding a machete threw a bottle of piss at firefighters this week. After discovering it was pee, the firefighters called out to the man, "You're in trouble now." Shout out to Corey Healy.
Fuck shout out to Corey. That is definitely
shout
a Corey
out,
Healy
always
joke.
Shout out to Corey Healy.
Ah, shit. All right. I don't know if this one makes sense, but we're going to do it. A Florida man received his second liver transplant on Father's Day, just in time to crack open a cold one and start working on his third transplant. Am I right? There we go. All right. Ryder, you're up.
J.K. Rowling is promoting her new Harry Potter series. You know, and it's ironic she's being so transphobic because being brainless, it's like she's transitioning to JFK Rowling.
Jesus Christ.
Now watch this drive.
We need another Harry Potter series. Like, she needs another hole in the head. Am I right? Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Mr. Dahlgren.
A recent study finds that orgasms aren't the sole key to sexual satisfaction for women, or at least that's what Preston's wife tells him.
I always love a good roast monologue joke.
Did that to you. The women did that to you, like, all over the place in the live show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, because they were under the impression that we were going to be on stage with them to riff with them,
yeah.
And I fucked up and told them we weren't, so they had them locked and loaded.
It's still fun.
All right.
Oh, yeah, still dude, very funny.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah, go back and please watch our live show at the Comedy Fort. So many funny comics on that show. It was great. All right. In Salt Lake City, a man was arrested after attacking someone and shouting that they were, quote, a werewolf, and tried to kill the victim. Director of Homeland Security Chrissy Noem said, quote, let him cook. She killed dogs, folks. She kills dogs. All right, Rennert.
All right. New study shows sleeping in cold rooms can help your mental health, burn fat, and live longer. Folks, these hot cars are worse for babies than we thought.
Oh, man. There we go. All right, Dahlgren.
I'm going to do this off the top of the dome right now.
Oh, you got this. You got this.
A town in England is having troubles with people stealing road sign called Daddy Hole Road. Now you know why Preston has a curtain in the background.
Daddy Hole Road would be a great title for this episode.
Daddy Hole.
That's where Woody Allen bought a house.
God damn it. Fuck my ass. Jesus Christ. That is so fucking. All right. We got Casey Anthony, Woody Allen. Fuck yeah. All right. What do I have left? On Saturday, President Trump held a military parade on his birthday. Sources say the president was distracted the whole time because he was anxiously looking to see if his crush showed up to his birthday party. Uh-huh. Just imagining an 80s comedy rom-com, basically. Did they show up? All right. Runner, you're
all right. I only have like one or two left.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
All right. See, Donald Trump once said in his book that when he dies, he would love to pass away while playing golf. And I think that rules because then he could die in a bunker just like Hitler.
Fuck yeah.
Now watch this drive.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All right. Dahlgren.
Man, that watch this drive thing, it's going to be new.
It's so good. Yep.
Because we got new people getting missiled. Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Not having a great time. Now, I don't have a punchline for this. I just want to bring it up. A man in Pensacola, Florida called 911 to report he did not receive sex that he paid for. I don't have a punchline for that.
You're okay. You're okay. All right. Let's see here. I just had one. This is one I did at the live show, but I want to tell it again. In Colorado Springs, a woman was arrested for staging a cross burning in a front yard of a mayoral candidate's house and posted the video online to influence the election. Colorado Springs police stated, quote, "This crime is despicable. Nobody burns crosses in this town but us." All right. I think we'll each do one more and then we'll wrap this up, baby.
I'm out.
Oh, you're out? Zach, do you want to take us home?
I got one more. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go and close that with you, baby.
All right. Hillary Clinton announced she is starting a pro Second Amendment nonprofit aimed at training women in firearm safety called Glock Her Up.
I didn't know if there was something more. That's fucking great.
No, that was it. Just a stupid wordplay one I made.
Maybe
up.
That might be the title of the episode, Glock Her Up. That's so fucking good.
Glock Her Up.
Glock Her Up. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We love you. We have more. Okay. Next episode, I'm going to read more YouTube comments because once again, last week we had a commenter saying, "Will you leftists ever stop lying?" People keep thinking that we're a real news show when I post our reels. So next week I'll read off a bunch of more comments, but please like, rate, subscribe, review on all of our platforms. Watch us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And as always, we're going to do our sign off. 1, 2, 3. We have no journalistic integrity. That's right. We love you. We'll see you next week.